Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Just put your hand on your heart as we come to wisdom impartation service for tonight. Just ask God to speak to you. I believe that God has a message for every one of us. Say, Lord, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me. Speak to us, Lord. Yes. Yes. We thank you. We bless you. Lord, tonight we say, what a blessing. What an opportunity. What a great blessing and a privilege to be able to come to church for a midweek service. What a privilege and what an honor to be able to even serve you, to be able to even teach and preach. We recognize it as your work and a privilege. We ask tonight, Lord, that you speak to us, minister to us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs chapter 24. Do you have your books with you?
Yes.
All right. You have yours? If you don't have one, try and sit by somebody with one. Those of you who were in church on Sunday, I mean church as in not in New York, we watched a very powerful, powerful, powerful video. It was so powerful, isn't it?
Yes.
How to please your boss. From the Brown Book. That was a different chapter, but same thing in chapter 12 in this book, isn't it? Very powerful. And we must learn from it. I have decided to dress better to work. It's good. You must please your boss. Some of you dress just anyhow. You can't tell the difference between what you are wearing in pajamas. Do you know pajamas? Yeah, there has to be a difference. And then you wear shirts to, you know, work that is, you drooled all over. I mean, when you brush your teeth in the morning, you forgot to check whether there was dripping. Yeah, or you saw it, but you wiped it so quickly. You didn't know that when it dries, it will look white. Yeah. Little things, but they make a big difference. Isn't it? Yeah. Your boss is talking to you. He's giving so many instructions that even he himself cannot remember, but he'll remember one day. And you're just standing there and just listening. Where is the notebook or the pad, writing pad? And just make notes as your boss is talking. Little things. Things that you know that your boss doesn't like. Yeah. Just avoid them. And you begin to have favor with him, with your boss. Amen. You're looking for promotion, isn't it? Yeah. Please don't pretend like you're not looking for promotion. There's nobody here who is working who is not looking for promotion. Everybody's looking for promotion. If they say tomorrow you're the manager, will you not be happy? Yes. You see, what you are looking for is favor, not a change of job. How many of you have changed jobs before? When you change, realize that you shouldn't have changed. Like that. Okay. Yeah. The jobs are all the same. Yeah. What you change for, you go and meet a similar thing. It may not be the same thing. You see, but similar. Yeah. Same thing. So what needs to rather change is your attitude. Yeah, it's not change. It's attitude. Never think of leaving your spouse. I don't know why I'm saying this. But you leave your spouse and realize that, in fact, the first one was better. It's true. The first one was better. Hey. Yeah. Don't be so quick to change. Change where you are. Change jobs. It's not good. Amen. So those of you who are not here, I think you should watch it. Bishop really preached very, very powerfully. Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs 24. Are you there? Let's look at verse 30. Proverbs 24, verse 30. So it says, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, ask your neighbor that, are you understanding this verse? And it says, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. You see what he's saying? So he just went by, and he saw the land of the slothful. And I saw and considered it well. Let's all read it. Then I saw and considered it well. Say it to your neighbor. Then I saw and considered it well. So it says, and I looked upon it and received instruction. Amen. And what was the instruction? 34. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one traveling, and thy want as an armed man. Hey, your want will come to you like an armed robber. Huh? Yeah, aggressively force its way into your life. Amen. Now, why am I reading this scripture before we go on? I want to say this, that there's a lot that you learn by observation. Do you understand? Yes. Who has found a verse in the Bible that states that when you wake up in the morning, you should brush your teeth and then eat a bowl of fresh, you know, take a bowl of fresh milk with a lot of cereal? By observation, we've realized that if you don't brush your teeth in the morning, I mean, huh? It went good at all. Yeah. If you don't brush your sister, are you understanding what I'm saying? You are a nurse, and I'm sure sometimes you go near patients early in the morning. It went good at that time. Isn't it? Yeah. So you don't have to. You know, by observation, you quickly learn that if you don't eat in the morning, other than when you are fasting, you start feeling dizzy. Isn't it? And then you start having headaches. See, that headache is not caused by malaria or a virus. It's because you are hungry. You see? And then you'll be at a meeting with your boss, and then you're sitting all across, and then all you hear, isn't it? It's by observation. Do you see? So in life, there's so much that we learn also by observation. Do you understand? There's a lot of inferences. There's a lot of you may not see it as black and white in the Bible, thou shalt not, you know, yeah, thou shalt brush thy teeth at 6:30 a.m. every morning. No. Huh. Sometimes even during the day, you realize that you feel your breath is not fresh. So you go and brush your teeth. Isn't it? Or chew a gum or something. So it's by observation. So we don't always have to have Bible verses and all kinds of things to explain every single thing. Somebody say amen. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? All right. So let's turn our books to chapter number 8. Yeah. Did you do chapter 8? How many weeks have we been doing? I'm kind of a little disoriented. This is week 3, right? Okay. Even if you've done chapter 8, let's look at it again. All right? Now, this book is very, very powerful. You see? And if you read it with an open heart, it's going to really lead to your promotion. Yeah. In fact, I do a lot of things from this book. And I think it's just also by virtue of just being around for a long time. I've picked them up and I do them. I mean, it was recently when I was reading, I realized that even that attitude of standing in front of your boss, taking a notebook when he or she calls you, come. I learned it from church. Do you see? And I'm saying that as you do this, it will really, really increase your life. All right? So let's look at some things that you can do that would increase your value. Yeah? Life is about value. Do you realize that you place a lot of emphasis on things that are of value to you? In the same way, at work and everywhere else you go, it is your value that, whether you like it or it's not being partial or being anything, it's your value that determines also how you are also treated. Amen. So are you in chapter 8? It says, determining the value. Today I'll do a little bit of reading. Is that okay? All right. So if you're not sitting by somebody, sit by somebody and look in the book. So determining the value of anything is not easy. People go to the university for years to study valuation. Is there a course like that here? In Ghana, where I grew up in tech, right? University of Science and Technology. There's a course called Land. Is that Land? Land Valuation. Yeah. You go to school for 3 years or 4 years, university, to learn how to value things. You see, it's a very, very important thing. What is the value of a house? What's the value of a car? What's the value of a person? What is the value of a person to God? Obviously, the values of things change from person to person. Someone may value a diamond, whilst another may kick it away as a worthless stone. Ask your mother, are you the kind who will kick away a diamond as a worthless stone? When you work for the Lord, you must seek to increase your value. You must understand what makes you valuable and do those things. You must understand what valuable thing God has placed in you and develop it. Several things determine your value. Different people value different things. It is important to know some of the different things that increase or decrease your personal value. All right? So we are doing a little topical Bible study or topical Christian study, isn't it? And we are looking at things that make you valuable, all right? So number one, what are the things that make you valuable and therefore how to increase your value? Number one, your value increases when you can be sent. I mean, you think about it just by observation. Even you. Ask your neighbor that, even you. When you have two people, one you can send easily. You can get things done. Oh, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? And the person will readily do it. And then the other one, when you come to ask for a favor or you want them to do something for you, it's like you are extracting a tooth with no lidocaine. Which one would you like? Yeah. You will like the one that you can easily send, isn't it? Isaiah 6 verse 8 says, here I am, send me. I like people who I can send. In fact, as a pastor, you will notice that, and Pastor Kobe, I'm sure you, if you haven't noticed, you will notice it soon, and Pastor Daniel, that there are some people that you can send easily. Yeah, very easily. You can send people so easily. I mean, just call them and they are done. I don't like inconveniencing people. I'm very private. Very, very private. In fact, I'm shy of people. You won't believe, but I'm a very shy person. If you meet me one-on-one when I'm not in church, you realize I'm very, very shy. I don't know why, Mega, you don't believe me. You can ask my wife, I'm very shy. Yeah. But there are some people that you can send easily. And often it's not even a function of, you may think or you would like to think that it's a function of how long the person has been in church. A lot of time it has nothing to do with even how long they've been in church. Yeah. And it's the same old people. But some people have made themselves, they are so unsendable. Are you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, they've made themselves so you can't. I mean, I've pastored you for you, but I can't send you. Yeah. Let me use Quaps as an example. Kofi's friend Quaps. He's almost like a new person. Not that he's almost like a new person. He's a new person in the church. As new as he is, he can leave Philadelphia, come and pick. Last time picked Lady Pastor to the airport. Last time when I came from, he was coming to pick me. But Kofi Banahini outwitted him. No problem. But right now, there are people that I'm afraid to call you and say, come and pick me. Hey! Yeah. Yeah. How will his value not be high? To be, he matters to me. You don't like what I'm saying, you see. It's true. The ability to send. Yeah, I mean, at work, I make myself very sendable. Oh, yeah. I can do anything. My boss can just do it. He can. I'll come. You see, she'll pass. She'll flash. And you see, I'm following her like. Recently, I made a mistake. When she said flash, I said, yes, ma'am. Say, hey, don't call me, ma'am. To make yourself sendable. You are there, you've made yourself, the way you've puffed up yourself, even when we are coming, we are afraid that you blow on us. Yeah. I don't want to give you a long list, because if I do, you would feel like, why is he not mentioning my name? Yeah. Somebody like Shine, when I'm doing something, I try to hide from him. Yeah, I'll hide from him, because if he knows I'm going, he will do it right now. He can even take a vacation just to make sure I go to the airport. I can call him anywhere. I can call you from anywhere. I can be in Ghana. I'll send Kofi Banahini a text message. I say, Charlie, I'm coming. Can you pick me up? He will come. Those of you sitting there, can Reverend Brian send you? Huh? Turn to your neighbor and say, Wednesday services are very good. Yeah. In fact, you should seriously ask yourself, like, can I be sent? It's a value. And most likely, listen to this carefully. Attention, everyone, say, listen to this carefully. If you cannot be sent by your pastor, are you listening? I'm telling you, the likelihood of you being able to be sent by your boss is very small. If you cannot be sent by your pastor, then you cannot be sent by your boss. It's true. In fact, your spiritual life, look at this young man. He's going to marry and he's just growing puffy. Look at him. That's Harry. Harry, stand up. Let's look at your face. No, Harry, stand up. Stand up. No, stand up. We want to look at you. You've changed, Pa. I don't know what fertilizer you've been taking.
You are looking very different. Have you taken a picture of yourself recently? You've changed. Are you listening?
Yeah. Aaron Bryan, welcome. I was just asking your people that.
Oh. What a shock. But you've changed, bro. You are looking nice. The hair too. It's not the hair. You are using the hair to cover your face, but something has changed. Nanake, is it not so? Has it not changed? It's changed. Bam. So I'm saying that before Reverend Brian came in, that if you are a church member, you should be a sendable person. Yeah, if your pastor can't send you some way. And I'm asking you that, ask yourself that, can I be sent? Yeah. I'm not saying answer it, you see, because you may be forced to lie in church. It's true. I've been a pastor not for too long, but at least for a few years. And I can tell you that it's not every church member that you can send. Yeah. Yeah. It's not everybody that you can send. Some church members, you can't send them. And I'll say it again, that a lot of times it's not a function of how long they have been in church. Because one will expect that the longer you stay in church, the easier it should be to be sent. But a lot of times it's not so. Most of the time it's even the other way around. The newer people are the one that can be sent. You can call them, oh, come and do it with ease. When the church started many years ago in New York, okay, we used to live in Middlesex County. It's a good 1 hour plus, 1 hour, 15, 20 minutes to New York, if there's no traffic and there's a good flow. Huh? Bishop Addy, because Bishop Addy was the one who started the church, and then later on Apostle Joel came. Bishop Addy would call me early in the morning to go and pick somebody who is living further away from me. I'll go and pick them up. And then, I'll go with you. Yeah, so that I don't have to come back home. And go and pick them up and drive them. Some of you, when you give somebody a lift, now you want to charge them tow. Yeah. It's true. Is it not true? Yeah, contribution. Are you going to contribute towards the gas? Are you going to contribute towards the tolls? Yeah. If your pastor had asked for tolls, some of you, the distance that your pastor has gone with you, if he had asked for tolls, but now you'll be a millionaire. Because he's paid tolls on you in diverse forms. Yeah, you don't want to be inconvenient. Send a little bit. You have no idea. When you're a pastor, I don't want to use the word interruption in a bad sense, but interruptions in quotes that you have on a pastor, you have no idea. Yeah? Disruptions. That's a better word. Thank you, Pastor Daniel. Yeah? You disrupt so many, even your pastor is doing a little romance with his wife. You can interrupt it with your phone call. Yeah. And by the time the pastor finishes talking to you, it's finished. Yeah, because the message that you are coming to share with him, or the request that you are coming to share with him, or the problem that you are coming to share with him, by the time he's finished talking to you, he can't go back and continue what he started. Yeah. If you understand what, ask your neighbor, do you understand what he's saying? And you don't want to make yourself sendable. It's amazing that a lot of people in church complain about oh, the pastor is not close to me. I'm not. Usually they don't say I'm not close to the pastor. It's always the pastor is not close to me. Yeah, it's never It's never, I'm not close. He's always a problem. The pastor is always a problem. It's always Reverend Brian's fault. It's always his fault. Do you see? But yet you will not make yourself, you know, valuable. You see, we're talking about how you can make yourself valuable. Valuable in a sense, how can you make yourself special to somebody that you are working under? Yeah? You can ask my wife, the number of people we have taken care of and sponsored, not sponsored, but just catered for in ministry. Yeah? People sleeping in our house, people staying with us. We don't ask for tools, we don't ask for gas. In fact, listen, that's why, listen, that's why these days when we have visitors, I feel I've paid enough dues in the system. You understand? At the age of 52, I'll be 52 soon. By God, I think I've paid enough dues. So right now, I like to sit back and also enjoy. Yeah, let the young ones also do some. We've done, do some. Yeah. So recently when Pastor Jimmy came, I said, hey, Reverend Justice, yeah, he's always volunteering. He wants to pick. He cried, I want to superannuate him. Actually, he's even in another diocese now, but he's still with us. Yeah. Pastor Kobe said, I'll do it. Reverend Brian wants to do. Everybody wants to. That's the way it should be. You see, so your pastor, they're also doing it. Can't you see? So why is it that we can't send you? We can't call you and say, oh, can you go and visit brother so and so? Why? Yeah, we can't send you to go and visit. Can you imagine if everybody in church was sendable to go and visit? How our churches would change? Hey, our churches would change so much. But we can't send you. And you are not valuable. I'm sorry. He didn't say that. I'm the one saying it. You understand? Blame me. I'm saying that you are also not valuable to some extent. Not that we don't like you. We like you. We love you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Tap your neighbor and say, we love you with the love of the Lord. Say, the pastor loves you. We love you. How can we say that we don't love you when the love of God is shed abroad in our heart? God is love. He dwells in us. The love God is in. How can we not love you? See, that's not what we are saying. We are just saying that you are not special in a certain sense. Okay? Because we can't send you. Yeah? In fact, you should ask your pastor, can you send me? Can you send me? What can I do for you? Huh? We should be able to say, please go and visit this person in the hospital. Go and visit this person at home. At that point. Are you here? You don't like the message. So what's number one? Your value increases when you can be sent. Everybody say, my value increases when I can be sent. In church, in ministry, and also at work. Yeah, but I'm saying to you that you can't do that at work if you don't do it in church. Amen. Church is your best place to start this thing. You understand? Yeah. If a church is where you are most well behaved, you see, and you should start here. All right, number two, your value increases when you can bring projects to a close. When you can bring projects to a close, start, finish what you started, isn't it? You can bring a project to a close. Ask your neighbor that, can you bring a project to a close? Listen, there are a lot of people in church who have come to see their pastor. Oh, pastor, you know, I had this vision, this dream. I really want to do this. I want to start this. And I'd say, oh, good idea, start. I want to start a special prayer meeting. I want to start outreach. I want to start this. I want to do this. I every Saturday. You see, don't please breathe in before you say things like that. You understand? Remember, you have people like that in the church. Don't be afraid of them. Oh, I know you are not afraid of them. Don't be. You have people like that there. You see, don't look bad. But I'm sure some of them are in church now. Yeah. Yeah. 2-3 weeks, fire. The prayer line is one of the good examples. 2 months, 1 month. See that the whole thing is dwindling. Yeah. You never finish. And the amazing thing is that then 6 months down the line, oh, pastor, I got another revelation. You see, when you come the second time, when you say, oh, yeah. But in our minds, there are things that we are thinking, but we are not saying. It's true. Yeah. We remember. Oh, Pastor, don't you remember? Yeah. As you come, no, I mean, we've analyzed you. Say, oh, okay. It's powerful. It's powerful. As you are saying, it's powerful. It began with yourself, oh, yeah. Because you won't do it. Lucy, I'm telling you, I'm here to see somebody who started something and then they dropped it and then they picked another thing and then they finished that one. No, it's very rare. It's very, very rare. You see. So your value increases when you start something and finish it. Yeah. In fact, these days, especially at work, I'm very careful when I start a project or start something. You know, I want to persist at it. Yeah. In fact, this evening, just before I left, I realized that there's a particular report that I share with all the doctors every day. I generate and share it. And I realized that I've been so busy for the past week, 2 weeks, that I've not been doing consistently. I said, no, listen, I'll do it before I leave work. So because of that, I even left work late. Yeah. What you start, you must finish. Yeah. What you start, you must finish. If I finish it before you start something else, it's the continuation and the completion that brings the blessing. It's not the starting. A starting, we can all start. Ask, have you not started something that you didn't finish before? As for starting, there's not a problem. Huh? We can start a fellowship right now. We'll call it Early Morning Warriors. Say, how many people will join Early Morning Warriors? You see the hands will go up. And then tomorrow, we'll all be on the Early Morning Warriors. Next week, then the numbers will start going down. So you see that anybody who has a little experience also has a special value. You understand? You have a special value for somebody who starts something that continues. Yeah. See, your value is increased. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why, have you noticed that when people marry for a long time, then they become like brothers and sisters. Yeah, they become very special. Isn't it? Very special because they've been around, they've started, they're continuing, they are finishing. I think that is much more, it happens, but it's much more difficult to divorce after many years. I don't have any data on it, but I'm sure it's true. Than people who just marry within a year or two and divorce. It's easier in the beginning. As you go on, you realize that. Some of you brothers, your reputation is down. You know what I'm saying? Ask your neighbor, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Your value is down. In the area of the sisterhood, is down. You see, because what you start, you never finish.
Am I saying something bad? You are doing like I'm saying something. Brown Moses, am I saying something bad? Big Moses, am I saying something bad?
Yeah. You start, you don't finish. Then you want to start again. You see, we've lost confidence. When you come to us now, you say, I'm starting. Right? We are like, this thing, Charlie. We've seen it. They start, they don't finish. They start, they don't finish. They start, they don't finish. It's like somebody who goes on marathon. Every day you say you are doing a 5K, 5K marathon, 5,000 miles. You see, every day you have. But we know that when you start, you know. When 5K, no, you are. You see, if you go and wear red and yellow or red, gold, green with black star in your chest and you are warming up, you say you are doing a 5K marathon. I mean, we will cheer you, know, but in the back of our minds, we will be saying something, thinking something that we won't say, that this thing, I will say it, this thing that you are doing like you are, I mean, it won't last. It's not good. You see? And then it becomes even more difficult for you because the reputation, the value amongst a group is gone down. Do you see? Yeah. And the sisters, some of you are also like that. They'll take you in the middle of the road, say, I want to go back. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back. I don't know why my wife is laughing when I said, take me back. Take me back. Yeah. You want to go back? Yeah. You've had 3-4 relations. Everyone in the middle of it, they say the brother is not spiritual. See, the brother is not spiritual. His tongue is one syllable. Ah, blah, 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 blah. It's not spiritual. One multiple tongues. Yeah, you start, you don't finish. Then your value is gone. Right? Now amongst all the brotherhood, based on sisterhood, not the brotherhood, when they think of it, you are known. It's a reputation. Take you in the middle, and say, take me back. Hey, I'm showing you how your value can increase. You understand? Yeah. Yeah. You must finish what you started. Some of you, it's common at your job. Small, no, I'm resigning. I quit. I'm out of here. Yeah. You don't finish what you started. I'm out of here. See, that's why you're not promoted. Yeah. You said it so many times. You say it even to people, your friends. You think that people play it back. Oh, the other day she said she was quitting. The other day some of you, even without wisdom, then you go and put it on Facebook. I'm looking for a job. I'm doing this. And it's all over. I'm not joking what I'm saying. When I crack a joke, I'll tell you I'm cracking a joke. Yeah. Yeah. So you become a person of no value at your workplace. You become somebody that is looked upon as somebody who starts, never finishes. Yeah. You started your post, you never finish. How do you go to the next level? So when they are taken into account, because everybody wants stability around them, permanent and loyal people. So when people are thinking about even who to promote, your name, it has not even appeared. Just as you are going near then over the list, when they get your name, then they skip. They don't even give thought to it. Because you never finish what you started. Wow. I said, wow. Tell your neighbor, you must finish what you started. Say every project. Say every project. Every project that you start, you must finish because it brings your value up. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Put your hand on your heart as we end tonight, as we go home. get ready to go home. Just ask God to help you. Ask him to minister to you. Ask him to speak to your heart and help you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, help us. Help us. Give us wisdom. Let us learn from observation. Let us learn from what we are being taught even tonight, that we are of value when we can be sent. We are of greater value also when we can even bring projects to a close. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. May we not miss a blessing. May we not miss anything that you have for us because we devalue ourselves and not do the right thing. We thank you. We bless you for wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Pastor Daniel, come and